Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 60, Text 57. Duta Tvaya Atma Labhane Suvivikta Mantra Prastapita Mayi Chirayati Sunyam Etat Matva Jihase Idam Angam Ananya Yogam Tishteta Tat Tvayi Vayam Pratinandayama Dutastvayatma Labhane Suvivikta Mantra Prastapito Mayi Chirayati Sanyameta Matva Jihasa Idamangananya Yogyam Tishte Tatatvayi Vayam Pratinandayama Dutastvayatma Labhane Suvivikta Mantra Prastapito Mayi Chirayati Shunyameta Matva Jihasa Idamangamananya Yogyam Tishte Tatatvayi Vayam Pratinandayama Dutastvayatma Labhane Suvivikta Mantra Prastapito Mayi Charayati Shunyameta Matva Jihasa Idamangamananya Yogyam Tishte Tatatvayi Vayam Pratinandayama Tatvayi Vayam Pratinandayama Dutastvayatma Labhane Suvivikta Mantra Prastapito Mayi Chirayati Shunyameta Matva Jihasa Idamangamananya Yogyam Ishte Tatatvayi Vayam Pratinandayama Dutasvai Atma Labhane Suvivikta Mantra Prastapito Mayi Chirayati Shunyameta Matva Jihasa Idamangamananya Yogyam तिष्ठे ततत्पहि भयं प्रतिनन्दयाम।
माताजी
दूता द मैसेंजर त्वया वायु आत्मा मायसेल्फ लभने फॉर ऑब्टेनिंग सुविविक्ता वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल मंत्रा हुज एडवाइस प्रस्तापिता सेंड मयी वेनाई चिरयति डिलेर शून्यम एम्प्टी एतत् दिस वर्ल्ड मत्वा थिंकिंग जी हसे यू वांटेड टू गिव अप इदम दिस अंगम बॉडी अनन्या फॉर नो वन एल्स योग्यम सूटेड तिष्ठेता मे स्टैंड तत् दैट त्वयि इन यू वयम वी प्रतिनंदयामा। रेस्पॉन्ड बाय रिजॉइसिंग। ट्रांसलेशन। When you send the messenger with your most confidential plan, and yet I delayed going to you, you began to see the whole world as void and wanted to quit your body, which could never have been given to anyone but me. May this greatness of yours remain with you always. I can do nothing to reciprocate except joyfully thank you for your devotion. Purport. Srimati Rukmini Devi had no intention whatsoever of accepting any other husband but Lord Krishna, as she stated in her message to the Lord, Bhagavatam 10.52.43, यारियाम्बुजाक्षण लभ्ये भवत् प्रसादम् जायम् अशुन् व्रत कृशान् सतजन्म ईस्यात्। इफ आई कैनॉट ऑब्टेन योर मर्सी आई शैल सिंपली गिव अप माय वाइटल फोर्स विच विल हैव बिकम वीक फ्रॉम द सिवियर पेनेंस आई विल परफॉर्म देन आफ्टर हंड्रेड्स ऑफ लाइफ टाइम्स ऑफ एंडेवर I may obtain your mercy. The Srimad Bhagavatam firmly establishes the unique glories of Queen Rukmini Devi.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं धराति स्वापदंतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागर जातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनाः सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। ताप्ता कंचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैवचाहं पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाहों विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषां शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
When you send the messenger with your most confidential plan, and yet I delayed going to you, you began to see the whole world as void and wanted to quit your body, which could never have been given to anyone but me. May this greatness of yours remain with you always. I can do nothing to reciprocate except joyfully thank you for your devotion. Hare Krishna. Especially, I am blessed to have this opportunity to serve and get purified. So I beg the blessings of all the devotees. Because without the blessing of the devotees, there is no chance a person can be engaged in some type of devotional service. So all the present devotees, please bestow your mercy so that I can represent the Guru Shishya Parampara and present the scriptures as it is. Here actually this chapter is many devotees have discussed about Krishna teasing Rukmini. So many devotees have churned the nectar from their heart and spoken about this chapter of Krishna teasing Rukmini. But so much depth is there in this particular chapter. Here one word now Krishna is reciprocating to Rukmini's prayers, whatever she spoke. The Lord is really melted. He is completely sold out at the devotion of Rukmini. He never thought. This was just the Lord wanted to exhibit the depth of her love for Him. And He wanted to show that how He cannot repay back for what devotion Rukmini has got for Him. And then he says this particular word that may this greatness of yours remain with you always. Actually, I was just reading Prabhupada's lecture when I saw this word like Shunyayam Etad. Prabhupada was speaking one lecture. He refers to that Shikshastakam verse. Yuga yugitam nimishena chakshusha pravashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenami. Prabhupada says this should be our goal And this is our purpose. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenami. Govinda virahenami. Like everything feels void without the presence of the Lord. Shunyaitam. That is what Mahaprabhu is saying. A devotee, a sincere Vaishnav, finds his world completely meaningless if he can't find Govinda. Govinda virahenami. Whatever amount of allurements, whatever amount of phantasmagoria in this world, nothing can deviate him away from the attraction for Krishna. He only wants Krishna. That is his goal. Govinda virahenami. One moment is equal to like millions of years. Nothing. He is not interested with anything, achievement, anything in this world. His only goal is, when will I be with Krishna? That is the real. Prabhupada says that if a person has got this cherished desire within his heart, this goal in his life, then his path is, he is situated in the right path. Nothing can deviate him away from the path of devotion. He is only firmly fixed up. He is firmly fixed up. Like every moment, a separation from Krishna considers him like, what is the use of this world? Where is Krishna? That's why Mahaprabhu has put that verse in the conclusion, almost reaching to the end of Shikshastakam. Shunyaitam. I'm not interested, my Lord. I'm not interested. I'm only interested with Govinda Virahenami. In fact, our Gaudiya Vaishnava is based on this service and separation. Always anchoring, Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Shuno Ukuta. Where is Krishna? So this hankering, eagerness, every moment, he is waiting, when will I have an audience with Krishna? When will I have any activity engaged in the service of Krishna? That is his only goal, nothing else. We feel, in fact, this virabhav, every living entity faces, completely void. Sometimes it happens in our life, especially when our near and dear ones leave suddenly, abruptly. Everything feels void, no interest, nothing. World seems a zero. Even if any person with pompous ceremony or something really valuable in this world comes in front of us to present, it makes no difference. It makes no difference because his heart is completely vacant because his near and dear ones has left. Arjuna felt the same thing. What is the use of this opulence, Krishna, when my near and dear ones are not there to share with me? I don't want. That virai is there. Every living entity feels. Virai is there. He feels void when something very close to him is removed. But our virai is not for that. That is simply based on body. Our anchoring, our purpose of sadhana is to have this Govinda virahenami. We want this Govinda virahenami. Nothing. If Govinda is there in our life, then it has got some meaning. If Govinda is not there, there is no meaning. Rukmini is presenting that same thing. Utkanta, eager. The Lord is remembering that same pastime which has happened about years back. This is Lord is repeating, is reminding Rukmini, Rukmini, do you remember that day? Where everything felt so void for you, that you didn't even want anyone. You didn't want Shishupal. You didn't want Jayadrath. You didn't want anyone in this world other than me. And when I didn't turn up with the right woman, everything felt void. I cannot repay you back for this particular, that cherished desire. Rukmini, I'm really, like in the sense, we can say in this world, that the Lord was completely floored by the devotion of Rukmini. He was literally floored. Rukmini, I cannot pay you back anything. Your service itself is encouragement. Imagine this word coming out of the mouth of the Lord. I am really floored. What type of devotion you have got? You didn't want anyone. And in fact, the Lord says here, you are ready to give up your life. She was ready to give up my, I'm ready to give up my life if I don't get Krishna. I don't want anyone else. That is the real ripened fruit of devotion. In fact, the Lord, that's why these words come from the mouth of the Lord to a devotee. The Lord cannot be purchased by any amount of austerity. He cannot be purchased by any amount of opulence. He cannot be purchased by any amount of our knowledge. He cannot be purchased by any amount of our ability. He wants that hankering. My Lord, Govinda Virahinami, I don't want anyone else other than you. That is the only price for getting Krishna. Do you really want Krishna? In fact, who are we to discuss like the love between the Lord and the pure devotee? It is infinite, inconceivable, which cannot be conceived, inconceivable. The pure love between the Lord and His devotee, inconceivable. But we have to experience that love. Otherwise, how will we cherish? How will we sit in the front of Bhagavatam? That's why the Lord is merciful, that oceanic love of His, love between Him and His devotee is expressed in a very infinitesimal way, in a very insignificant way, in a very drop, which we can see in this world, the relation between the mother and the child. Unalloyed, unconditional, no expectation. That is what pure devotion is. No expectation, unalloyed. Mother is expecting nothing in return. The pure love between the Lord and the devotee can be seen through the love of the mother and the child. Completely. No condition, unconditional. No agenda. Mother doesn't present some agenda. I am serving this child from this time to this time. No. Any time. Any time for the child. That is a reciprocation which we can see. Mother's love for the child. Anytime her sleep is sacrificed. Completely. That is what the inconceivable love of the Lord can be seen. Other forms of love has some motivation. Husband between the love between the husband and the wife, father and the son, master and the servant. There is some expectation. But this particular relationship has no expectation. That is what Prabhupada says in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Mahamantra interaction. The love. The child's cry for his mother is like hara. Only dependent on Krishna. Only dependent on the mother. And the mother is only dependent on the child. Anything, the child comes towards the mother. And the mother has no other thought other than the child. The Lord says that I have no other thought other than my devotee. And my devotee knows no one else other than me. This is what his pure devotion is. Yeah, that's why the Lord is reciprocating. Rukmini was ready to give up her life. Aslishyava bhada radham binastumam. Adarishna maravam hatam karotuva. You handle me roughly. Okay, my Lord. You don't want to marry me? It's okay. You don't want to marry me? Don't want to accept me as wife? It's okay. But I will not accept anyone else other than you. Handle me roughly. Or embrace me. But my thought will be, Govinda Virahinami, I will go hundreds. Here she says, if I cannot obtain your mercy, I shall simply give up my vital force. And then hope, after hundreds of lifetimes of endeavor, I may obtain your mercy. I am ready for that. I am ready for that. When will we get such hankering? When will our heart hanker for the Govinda Vira? Why? Why? We have been doing devotions so many years. Why that Govinda Virahi name is not coming? Why? Why the whole world doesn't feel void for us? Yeah, the one quality Prabhupada says, and many acharyas say, the heart should be very simple. Saralta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the first symptom of progress in the path of devotional service is saralta. Very simple. Simple in nature, simple heart, just like a childlike innocence, like a child, accepting completely with faith. Whatever is given, whatever is told, having complete faith. Rukmini, in fact, didn't see Krishna. She had never seen Krishna. Neither Krishna ever entered the kingdom of Bhishmaka, Vidarbha. Never. But she heard about Krishna. She simply heard about Krishna. Oral deception. Krishna, there's a very good prince who is staying in Dwarka, who is very beautiful, very handsome. And main thing, he is a supreme personality of Godhead. No beauty in this entire world matches to him. No chivalry in any man has ever possessed what he possesses. She simply heard. And by hearing, she had a simple heart. She believed it. She had faith in those saints who used to come to the court of Bhishmaka and narrate the glories of Krishna. That's it. That is saralta. Have a simple heart. Have faith that the scriptures are true. The words of God are true. They are simple. They are right. There is no need of analyzing. That is saralta. The Lord reveals to one who is very simple, not to the one who is very complicated. He reveals to the one who is very simple. This is the only qualification. Are you simple-hearted? Simple means no ulterior motives. Having no motivation. Having no other thoughts. Accepting it. Devotion is done without any ultimate. Having a simple heart. There is no hetu. There is no condition. Yes, these words are right. One should hanker for Krishna. Having the unflinching faith. Unflinching faith. If this is there, then Krishna consciousness movement becomes the most happiest movement. It doesn't become a boring movement. He is not bored. He is not disgusted by this movement. Every day becomes like the oceanic bliss. The taste for Krishna consciousness increases millions and millions of times every day, because he knows that this Krishna is there. That simple heart to accept everything that is there. If that saralta is there within the heart, which Rukmini has, we'll also get it. And there are devotees, and there were devotees, and there will be devotees, who have that simple heart. Very simple. Very simple. That Krishna consciousness becomes a vibrating force from them. Such devotees create a vibration. They create a Herculean task. They create a whirlwind in their presence for the coming generation to follow. And even in their presence, everything creates a whirlwind. They pull through their vibration and through their simplicity that Krishna is there. Today is the most auspicious day, Jayananda Prabhu, disappearance day. And he was such a Vaishnav. In fact, I should not use the word he was. He is. Even today the vibration is still there. He reasons ill who says Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live. And living spread the holy name around. That is what the vibration of Jayananda Prabhu was there. What a devotee. completely vibrant in Krishna consciousness. I would just like to speak some points about Jayananda Prabhu's devotion to Krishna. Born in a very middle class family in America during the hippie culture, when the entire America was against any of the completely rebellious, that time this extraordinary person was born. And he was not into all this frivolous activities. Did his graduation as a mechanical engineer from Ohio University. But the surprising thing that he took a profession as a taxi driver. Many devotees later used to ask, Jayananda, why? Why did you take it? Your qualification is so high. Mechanical engineer. You could have done very big thing in your life. You could have earned many dollars. But why did you have to take such a profession? Taxi driver. See, here is the beginning of the Saralta, simple heart. He said that I would not fit among the high class. I would never fit among the high class. That profession, that qualification is for the high class. I am a low born. Let me take an occupation of the low borns. The water will always find its way downstream. The water will never find its way upstream. That is a quality of humility. A pot with filled with all qualities will always never make sound. You are always satisfied. Atma ramasya manaso. It's all self-satisfied. Enough. That's okay. I am more happy doing the menial service, carrying people. Immediately took the profession of a taxi driver. But still, Jayananda used to say that in the beginning I used to always find something void, viraha. Something was void in my life. Something depressed. Something I've done, I'm not into this hippie culture. But still something is void. And then he started searching, what is something inquisitive? And the Paramatma is always there. In the year 1967, when Prabhupada started this movement, 66, Prabhupada had to leave New York and had to come to San Francisco. That time, this stalwart Vaishnava, he got one article which read, Swami in San Francisco, Bay, a lecture in the evening. He said that maybe this may help me a little bit on my path. He turned towards that storefront and there he saw this sannyasi, Swamiji. And just by hearing those words, he said, he is a right man. Later, Jayananda used to say that Prabhupada would never cheat. When I saw the first audience of this great personality, I had complete faith that he will never cheat me. And then, he had one qualification. He liked to hear. So, normally, during those early 60s, like during those early days of ISKCON, hippies used to spend most of the time in the days and during the night. But Prabhupada had a program early in the morning. He used to sit with his Bhagavatam. And hardly anyone used to turn up. Few, one or two, either the old. But Jayananda used to turn up. And sometimes it used to be like the only person among the crowd would be Jayananda Prabhu. Just sitting front of his spiritual master and giving an oral reception. This is the qualification. There is no need of big contribution from the disciple to the spiritual master. Are you ready to hear? When the spiritual master speaks, the vibrant notes from the spiritual world are transmitted from the heart of the spiritual master to the disciple. Are you ready to accept? That itself is wanted. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur acknowledged, Abhay Babu likes to hear. And Jayananda Prabhu was a rightful recipient in the Guru Shishya Parampara. An encouragement for coming generation. That is what he wants. He gave such an oral reception. And Prabhupada sometimes used to personally call, seeing his encouragement to hear, used to call, Jim Kaur, come. Sometimes we would tell him, come, let us honor Prasad together. Jayananda Prabhu used to remember later down in his years that how much Prabhupada used to love him. And then the first contribution from Guru, Dakshina, $5,000 which he had earned, whatever lifetime achievement, whatever he earned, he gave it to Prabhupada when Prabhupada needed the most to print the Bhagavad Gita. Today we have got the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada took those money and he printed the Bhagavad Gita. And later Prabhupada always remembered this. I'll explain to you, like it comes down later when Prabhupada in the 1976 when he comes down. And then he remembers, yes, I remember that day when Jayananda gave his $5,000 for printing my Bhagavad Gita. I'll never forget it. This is what spiritual master, no need that the disciple has to be always present in the presence of spiritual master. Guru Shishya is eternal. Janme Janme Prabhu say, he is my eternal master, life after life. And then Jayananda Prabhu's devotees had made many of his qualities since his departure was very early. Later the devotees got together and made many of his qualities to be learned. One of the qualities of Jayananda Prabhu is a tremendous attraction for Krishna. Anything which is connected to Krishna. Anything which is connected to Krishna. One devotee, Kalakanta Prabhu, he remembers when he was in this Bay Temple, San Francisco, how much value he had for Krishna Prasadam. He used to see Krishna in Prasadam. If even one drop or one morsel of Prasad would fall on the floor, Jayananda would come down on his knees with all his four, bend down, lick that drop of Prasadam, because it was not a sentimentalism. He was not a sentimental. Neither he was making a show. He saw Krishna in the form of Prasadam. He saw this is the mercy of Krishna. Non-different from Krishna. How much do we have? When Prasadam comes, he never considered it as a food. Oh, this is food. No, it is Prasadam. The mercy of Krishna. Because his heart was simple. He had heard in the scriptures that Krishna is non-different from Prasadam. He had complete faith. Krishna is there. The Lord's saliva is there. It came from the mouth of Krishna. That means it's non-different from Krishna. It made no difference to come down on the knees and lick that drop of Prasad, because it is Krishna. Even the devotees later, they say when they were new bhaktas, Jayananda used to feed them. Jayananda Prabhu used to feed them like sumptuously. Because he thought, he had complete faith that if this devotee receives prasadam, he is surely going to be a devotee. He is surely going to be a devotee. He is getting, because Krishna is there. This is what we require. We do not require big philosophy. We did not require big realization. It was simple. Prabhupada says that even by haunting Prasad, we can enter back to the spiritual world. If this depth of understanding is there, that Krishna is non-different from Prasadam. If that mood of haunting Prasadam is there, we can just eat our way to the spiritual world. That was the faith. Even many devotees, they used to come down with so much plates. Enough. No, we have it. Because it's non-different from Krishna. But sometimes it becomes an excuse. Yes, Krishna is non-different from Prasadam. Let us eat sumptuously. But there are many other ways even Krishna is present. And Jayananda Prabhu used to recognize and see Krishna in every activity. Many devotees used to remember how his spontaneous attraction for Kirtan was. Kirtan. He used to give his life for Kirtan. Every day Harinam, every day book distribution, whenever the holy name is to chant, being chanted in the streets. Even many devotees used to remember
the way he used to chant his rounds, sitting in the corner of the temple, being completely absorbed. Being absorbed in the holy name, every holy name is Krishna. Being absorbed in the thought that I am so blessed to remember this chant. People could perceive through his face the expression of his love for Krishna. Not just through prasadam, even through kirtan. One of the devotees of Srila Prabhupada remembers that once they had to literally work for the whole day for 10 hours. And then by the evening, they reached to the temple, almost sandhya, and then the 7 o'clock conch shell blew. That time Jayanand said, oh, it's the time for aarti. We have got many excuses. We can say, oh, in fact, we have done devotion. This was devotional activities. One day we can bypass. But there was never a day where Jayananda would bypass kirtan. He was the most blissful person dancing in the kirtan. Because he saw Krishna in that kirtan. Holy name is not different from Krishna. This is saralta. No need of jnani, no need of chaturveda. Do we have faith? Do we have faith that Krishna is not different from the holy name? That's enough. We can dance our way to the spiritual world. We can dance our way back to the spiritual world. That is what. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was being approached by many of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj used to constantly chant, that time some of disciples of Gaudiya Maharaj said, he is simply chanting. Prabhupada is simply chanting. No contribution, no service, nothing. He said, can you just imitate him one day? Can you even imitate what he does for, even for one day, 1 hour? It is not so easy because he sees Krishna in the holy name. Jayananda Prabhu had that much same faith that kirtan is not different from Krishna. That was a quality. And what is the other quality? Prabhupada, these devotees have expressed as normally, like sometimes when we achieve something in our life, there is a tendency to become proud. Okay, so consistent in devotion. I mean, following this path from so many decades. So consistent. That was not the quality in Jayananda. In fact, the humility of Jayananda Prabhu was so much that devotees used to always say that if you want to be next to Jayananda, you want to be next to Jayananda, stop praising him. He used to avoid praise just like a person avoids plague. He used to run away from praises. Jayananda Prabhu, such a Vaishnava. Next moment you don't see him there. He's gone. Why? Then devotees came to know, he'll never, if you want to be next to Jayananda, stop praising him. So humble. In fact, he used to preach to those bums in the street, on the street, and then he used to make them devotees. And then, he would like to work under them. There was one devotee, he remembers that, it would be not difficult to think yourself better than Jayananda. Because situation would be such a way, that he would praise you, and he would always condemn himself. And there would be a fan over your false ego. And you think that, I think I am better than Jayananda. Because he would exactly point to that good quality in your heart and fan it to a big, huge fire. That is a Vaishnava. You always do that quality, just condemning your own self, fanning the other person's devotion. Once a situation, one devotee remembers, before he became a devotee, he was a new bhakta and he came to the temple, and that time he said, any service. So everyone in the temple knew that if someone has to be engaged, engage him under Jayananda. Where you can find Jayananda? Where is Jayananda? Jayananda is picking the garbage. Okay, you go down the temple, there you will see one person picking the trash. He'll give you service. And then in this boy comes, you are Joyananda. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, I want to do some. Yes, of course, I've seen many garbage pickers on the street. I felt so blessed that I can pick up some garbage for Krishna. Come, you also do this. And this boy was engaged the whole day, about 2-3 hours. And Jayananda was preaching to him. Just, okay, this is what... And what was his preaching? His preaching was not big complicated thing. Krishna is massive, nothing like. Just chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is non-different from the holy name. When you chant, Krishna is there with you. And your heart will be completely purified. And you will be the happiest person in this world. This was the preaching of Jayananda Prabhu. No big philosophy. No quotation of Shastras. No quotation of any slokas. This word, have faith. Krishna is non-different from his holy name. And by the end, this boy, when he came back to the temple, president or leader, you got some service? Yes. What is your realization? Oh, my thought is that if the garbage picker, the trash collector is so happy in this moment, what must be the symptom of other devotees? If a garbage collector is so happy in this temple, that means other devotees must be millions of times more happy. That is how Jayananda Prabhu used to preach. Always putting other devotees in the front. Taking the menial position. This was a quality he had from the beginning when he took the profession of a taxi driver. A driver. Other quality would never criticize the devotees. Many devotees remember. We never remember. We never even have the thought. Jayananda ever criticized anyone. Never. Anyone who even at the earshot of him would say some criticism about against any devotees, he would just move away from that place. He would never try to find fault in anyone. Why? In fact, he saw every devotee as his seniors. He saw even the devotee whom he preached as his senior. He made them his leaders. He made them the temple president. And would like to be under him. Any administration the temple would change, he had no problem. He would really like to work under them. There is no complaint. So why the... What was the audacity for him to ever criticize anyone? Say, what was the need for me? I don't require anyone to anyone's fault finding. I'm happy. That was the quality. In fact, he would use his energy if some devotees would approach him and say, Prabhu, I think this way would be good for getting people to Krishna consciousness. This is the best way I can preach this movement of Srila Prabhupada. He would say, do it. Do it. How I can help you. This is the best way. Do it. He would use all his energy in a positive way to get that people, propound that method of helping that person to propagate this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rather than criticizing devotees or complaining. Devotees will always feel that. And last but not the least is days during the Rath Yatra. Even now, we always remember to put his photograph or portrait on the Rath Yatra. Jayananda Prabhu is remembered even today. What not he did for the Rath Yatra. He used to use not just devotees, anyone on the street. Why? Why he was using the normal citizens? Why he was using the bums on the street or any hulk on the street to use? Because he had faith that if this person does one service to Krishna, his life is perfect. Krishna is going to remember his one service for his entire lifetime. He is going to become a devotee. That's enough. Well, how I became a devotee, I want to share it with others. One great stalwart today is a leader in our movement. He remembers how he came to Krishna consciousness. He was passing on the day, just 2 days before the parade, and he saw this man hammering nail on the cart. And this huge figure, he was not even a devotee. He said, "Hi, my brother, can you just come down here?" He said, "Yes, what can I do? Can you just hold this nail? I can hammer it." And he just held the nail and just And said, Jayananda was hammering. Oh, how nicely you are holding it. Are you a carpenter? How nicely you are holding this. You must have some artistic way. I said, I'm no one. I'm just a teenage. I'm just a student. No, but the way you are holding it. And there he starts preaching. See, what is this cart? It's a cart of Krishna. And there he preached and preached, and this boy was just holding the nail. And then he started nailing others to Krishna consciousness. And that was Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Nailing everyone to Krishna consciousness. That was the mood. The spontaneous love. Using no discouragement. Just encouraging. Find a good quality. The bum, later the devotees, whenever Jayananda, even when he left his body, whenever the devotees used to see, oh, where is Johnny Ananda? They could not even spell Jayananda. Where is Johnny Ananda? He was a very nice friend of mine. And sometimes people used to say, I do not know what this Hare Ram, Hare Krishna movement is. But I know one thing, if Jayananda is connected to this movement, then rest assured this movement is the best movement. If Jayananda is there in this movement, that means people like Jayananda must be there in this movement. I am rest assured. Now, even now, people hear the glories. That was, and from whom? Street urchins. From the most hippie people. He used to make them. This is Lord Nityananda's mercy. Not finding the leaders. Leaders, there may be many. But who are going to uplift the fallen? Mahaprabhu's movement is for the most fallen. And Jayananda Prabhu exactly represented the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. And what a fearless quality. Even when he was diagnosed with the most deadly disease of leukemia in his lymph nodes, he was fearless. When he came back from the hospital, he was saying that I am so happy to be in this temple. Now I understand the value of association of devotees. When I had it, I completely ignored it. Now I understand every drop, every moment of how valuable it is. What I've got it. I am blessed. I am blessed. And I don't find it any harm to have this disease in my body. Krishna wants me to think earnestly. Krishna wants me to think seriously. It is a blessing in disguise. A devotee has no complaint in any situation. Why? Because he has a simple heart. He knows that Krishna is in the death personified. That is not death personified. That is Krishna. He has got complete faith. This is a simple hearted nature. If we have got this simple heart nature, then we can attract Krishna like Rukmini. Having faith, Krishna will come. Jayananda Prabhu had complete faith. Krishna is there in the name. Krishna is there in the process. So on this day, we can only pray at the feet of Jayananda Prabhu. The most auspicious day. May 1st, always remembering to have, we cannot imitate, but at least that drop of that seeing Krishna in everything. Seeing Krishna in the holy name. Seeing Krishna in the prasadam. Seeing Krishna in the devotees. Seeing Krishna in the deities. And then we can accept the Lord as He is with a complete simple hearted nature. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Is there anyone has any questions? Any comments? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.